Good afternoon, David. Oh, it's beautiful out, but it's colder than a well rope. It's 32 degrees here. I'm just leaving advanced prosthetics. Gonna get some new inserts made for my bad feet. How's your day?
Mine, staying inside pretty much is a little too cold for me. I imagine this weather kind of reminds you a little bit of Kansas.
It reminds me of one time I was up on I-70, and I was in a bunch of semi-trucks, and I-70 up there in North Kansas City going towards Washington, D.C. It was real bad back then, and they hadn't repaired it. And I heard this one truck driver say, "I'd like to throw this road in the ditch." Well, I feel the same way about this weather. I just soon throw it in the ditch.
And some of them been winding up in the ditch. Yes, I feel sorry for people, you know, having to get out in this mess. Me and the wife retired. I got to go to the doctor Friday, but other than that, I haven't had to, you know, don't have nothing on my schedule.
Today's my birthday. I'm 77 today, and last evening, my grandson's, the younger one, his birthday's yesterday, and so we were invited to a fancy Italian restaurant, and I turned it down, and I'm not wild about Italian food, but they got a lot of other stuff there, too, she said. But I said, no, I think I'll pass. And then that weather hit. And boy, from talking to folks, I made the right decision. It got nasty down there by where it was at, down, oh, someplace down there by Woodruff and Haywood Road and down that area by 85. And I just, I don't like the cold. I wasn't wild about going to that restaurant, and I hate to miss it. You know, because we usually celebrate them together, but they said the roads were really icy.
That's what I've been hearing, too, so I've got a little bit of cabin fever going on, but I still think I'll, you know, might find something out in the yard to do and mess around the house a little bit here, but don't think I'm going to get on the road.
We're up here. So, no problem at all with the roads and normal amount of traffic, which is a lot anymore. I'm up at Wade Hampton and 101. I gotta go pick up the wife some corn starch. She called me while I was down at the foot place there. And they're gonna make me a new set of inserts because they sent them out before, and the ones they sent out are just killing me. So I'm going to run down here to the Walmart, in the smaller store, and pick her up some corn starch.
So sometimes you just got to go and get stuff, and, you know, in person. You know, sometimes what they mail out to you just don't fit.
She was making. I know she was making me a birthday cake, a red cake, because she asked me what kind I wanted, and with the homemade icing and all. But she's also making frog legs for supper tonight, and that's about as far uptown as you can get.
Yeah, you got good plans there. Sound like you're going to have a good birthday.
Have any. At our age, David. How old are you now?
Yeah, I know what you mean. The lady at the church asked her how she's doing one Sunday. She said, "Well, I'm looking down at the flowers instead of up at the roots." And so that's kind of the way I look at it, you know. Even with all the aches and pains and surgeries, health conditions and this, that, and the other, I'm still above ground and still kicking.
And for that, we got a lot to be thankful for. got us a new president, and hopefully, God bless one. And I'm tickled to death about that. I got to have a surgery here in the next month or so. They got a shunt inside of me from my kidney down to my bladder, internally, thankfully. And I'd like to get rid of that because I got rocks in my head and rocks in my kidney, they tell me.
Yeah, the latest thing they did to me, my carotid artery was blocked on the right side of my neck, so they went in there and cleaned that out, so I got a really rough-looking place on my neck right now. It looks like I was in a barroom fight, and I lost.
And just a couple of months ago, and gosh, you can't even see the scar on there now, but she's doing just fine with it. They did her left carotid artery, but unfortunately a piece of that stuff broke off first and blinded her in her right eye. Almost totally blind, but not quite. And we was coming out of Aldi's, and she says, "I can't see you." And I thought, "What in the world's that?" And I didn't think about a stroke. And they said, yeah, it was basically a stroke. So they went in there and cleaned that artery out. She just got a little old half-inch scar. It didn't bruise her up hardly at all. Had it done down in Greenville. But we're thankful for that. And then she had her gallbladder taken out last year. And basically, David, she'd never had very much anything other than back surgery 20-30 years ago. But I'll let you go. I'm here at the neighborhood Walmart market, and nice hearing you this afternoon. And take care of yourself. I got to go in. It still says 33 degrees here on the car. This is N0TR. Be clear with your final day.
Good to talk to you. Have a good afternoon. It is nice, bright, sunshiny day, so I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.